Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning, and welcome to Week 15 of the NFL season and another edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. The show comes to you thanks to these great sponsors: ACC Midwest Transportation, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, the United States Marine Corps, and West Central Trophies. Well, hopefully we still have half the audience that we normally have. Playoff time begins, and speaking of playoffs, well, I'm joined by a bunch of people in the playoffs. Lyle.
Got two wins from a title now. Get to sit back and watch a couple of you fellas take each other on in the quarterfinals, and good luck to everyone. I can't wait to battle again in week 16, right?
You don't mean that, Lyle. You don't mean that. Good luck. Jack.
Yeah, Lyle, also with a first-round bye over here at 8-6, the only player from the entire division to make the playoffs. So I am representing the Headbangers. We are 1 week away from no one in that division being in the playoffs.
Justin.
Made it as well. John and I were playing each other this week. I'm sure it's going to come down to the wire, and I am pursuing my third Lombardi. And I think the rest of us, you guys are going for your second, right? Each of you has won one.
Correct.
The one guy not on the show today, the one guy did not make the playoffs. It's also the one guy on the Fantasy Football Foursome who's never won a Lombardi, which is Eric. And he's obviously not here because he is trapped in a very deep, deep, deep hole filled with despair, feelings of inadequacy. There's probably a little bit of paranoia on us, knowing just how much better we are at this than him. So,
well, we miss you, Eric. At least you're on. Has Carter won the Lombardi?
No, but he should have 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When I did.
Okay, then we need to start placing the bets. Who gets it first? And I'm putting my money in on Carter.
I like.
Oh,
it.
That's a no brainer.
And
take Eric if you give me 3-1. I mean,
I am also in. It has been an injury laden season over here with the chilled Charbonnet squad in the longer hairs division, but just glad to be in the playoffs. You're telling me there is a chance. For the next hour, we're going to be talking fantasy football. It is playoff season, probably in your league as well. We want to help you in any way, shape, or form that we can. And we can do that if we're talking through that Loon text line. It's the Central Tire and Auto text line, 320-235-9094. Shoot us a text right there. Also, our studio line. So, if you miss any part of today's show, you can also go to 941theloon.com. Click on the Fantasy Football tab. Time for the ACC Midwest Transportation Injury Report. Wow. Let's talk quarterbacks first. C.J. Stroud, concussion. He more than likely is out this week. Geno Smith, groin injury, and trending to be out as well. Aaron Rodgers, I just bring it up. He's still on that 21-day window of practicing, but Zach Wilson looked like Aaron Rodgers last week. He is going to get another start. Over to running backs, Jerome Ford from Cleveland has a wrist injury that just popped up. Alexander Mattison with a knee. He is trending toward out this week. Speaking of out, Jonathan Taylor still out with the thumb injury. Isaiah Pacheco and a shoulder. He's not looking good for this week. Aaron Jones is probably out with a knee injury. Then A.J. Dillon broke his thumb. And so LaFleur says, I'm not going to comment on the injury. And then A.J. Dillon just comes out and says, yeah, I broke my thumb. Oh, okay. Kenneth Walker was in last week. Looks like he will be in again this week. Brian Robinson should be back. And Ramondre Stevenson with an ankle. He is still out. Wide receivers. Tyreek Hill tweaked an ankle last week. He should be fine. Justin Jefferson, scary injury where he went to the hospital, but that was just precautionary. He told a little boy, that's how he broke the news, while he was doing some charity work, that he is going to play this week. Jamar Chase has an ankle. Nico Collins with a calf injury. We've got Puka Nacua, the toughest man in the league. He looks like 70s-style football. He should be a go this week. Christian Watson, a hamstring. Keep an eye on that. DeMario Douglas and a concussion should be a go. Dalton Kincaid, Taysom Hill, Tyler Higbee, all questionable this week. Trey McBride, though, should be back on the field for the Cardinals. There is football today, gang. In fact, it's going to start with the Vikings about an hour after this show is done. Get your lineups in right now. Okay, Justin, the Vikings hold the Raiders to 0 points. The Raiders throw 63 on the Chargers on Thursday Night Football. That said, does this mean this Vikings defense is the greatest in the history of football?
It absolutely does not. You caught even me off guard with that, and I thought I was prepared for anything. It makes the Vikings defense one of the funnest to watch in a long time. Flores' ability to coach a defense and to scheme is never been in question. I mean, he is at the top of his game. Does that mean he's going to be a good head coach? I don't know. There's a lot of coordinators that just can't make that switch. But he is phenomenal as a defensive coordinator. He deserves an opportunity to be a head coach. He's going to get an opportunity. And I do hope he does really well. Part of me selfishly hopes at the end of the season, he looks around and goes, I'm going to wait for the right opportunity. The Vikings gave me an opportunity. I'm grateful for it. And I'm going to give him another year because I have Josh Metellus on this defense that I basically have lined up in, I think, 12 different positions on the defensive side of the football. It's ridiculous. He's been on the line. He's been at linebacker. He's been everywhere. I read an article that they should change the name of the defense to the 44 because that's Metellus's number. I think it's like an homage to the Bears defense that was named after a linebacker or a safety that nobody remembers. It was a safety. But that's the key to this defense. It's Flores. It's the emergence of Josh Metellus. It's Ivan Pace coming in undrafted and having a better rookie season than John Randall had. So it's been fun and exciting to watch.
And that'll do it for this edition of the Loon Fantasy Football.
Sorry. That's so long-winded.
Sorry, I had to jump
in. That's all right. That's all right. We'll come back.
I was listening to every word.
We will come back and we will talk daily fantasy news and strategy. It's the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Time to talk daily fantasy. Okay, three games today, a full slate tomorrow, Monday Night Football, a full weekend of football. So we're going to talk about a lot of the games and a lot of the people in a lot of the games. So anyway, daily fantasy. What do you got for quarterbacks this week, Lyle?
I think I'm going to go middle of the pack here. I'm going to go Matthew Stafford with the Rams. He's heating up here these last couple weeks. He's at $6,000 on DraftKings and gets this pretty much given up Washington Commanders defense. So I like him for at least two touchdowns, and he's been getting three the last couple. So I think he's a safe bet for your triple up this week.
That's exactly what he always is, a safe bet. I think Stafford is heating up, and he looks good, and the Rams are pretty healthy. Jack, quarterbacks.
Yeah, I've got Matt Stafford as well. I also am doing a super flex this week where I've got Will Levis in at 5,700 going against Houston. You know, low floor, high ceiling. So let's see if Will Levis can get it done there with Tennessee, with Houston coming to him.
Justin.
I am actually going to go with Jordan Love this week, playing against Tampa Bay. Green Bay is at home. Tampa Bay has been terrible against quarterbacks. They're 28th. Jordan Love's been playing pretty good here these last few games. And I got a lot of really cheap wide receivers as well. And the Packer receivers are all cheap. So it was an easy stack there later.
Yeah, I had Jordan Love as my middle option as far as salary goes, 6,200. The guy I want to lock in this week is Dak Prescott at 8,000. That's the no-brainer call if you've got the money. The real budget play for me is Tommy Cutlets heading to the New Orleans Superdome to take on the Saints, who hate their quarterback. And Tommy DeVito, $5,000. Come on, he's breathing some life into this team. How about some running backs, Jack?
Yeah, so I'm going to stack some Kyren Williams with Matthew Stafford in my regular daily league. I think he's almost the most expensive player I've got in the lineup, 7,500. But again, that Commanders defense, just not good. They're traveling to L.A. They're already 24th ranked. He's averaging 21 points. four receptions a game, 20 carries a game. I mean, he's a running back for a Matt Stafford-led offense that's getting 20 carries and four receptions a game. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Justin.
I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey. I'm centering my lineups around him. I don't generally spend a lot on running back, but this week I'm going to. I feel like McCaffrey's due. It's been a lot of Debo and Ayuk and Purdy, so I just feel like McCaffrey's got a big game coming. He's $9,300. He's the most expensive one, but Arizona's dead last against running back. For a cheaper option, I don't mind Jerick McKinnon this week with Isaiah Pacheco out. I think he absolutely is the better of the two out of him and Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
And I'm a Helaire guy, Edwards-Helaire guy this week. But Lyle.
Zeke, he had 29 touches last week. New England still has nothing cooking. He's at $5,800. I just think there's volume there. He actually got seven receptions, so in PPR, he's even better set up. I mean, they haven't given Ramondre 29 touches in a game this year, so I'd be shocked if Zeke didn't get you 25 touches and 100 yards, probably a touchdown too.
And Cook for the Bills last week against the Chiefs had a pretty good game.
That's my guy, James Cook. 6,300, and you know, I know it's Dallas's defense, but I think this is going to be some kind of game, and Cook did. He was droppable for a little while and then came back last week, and I don't know. I like him at 6,300. I like the Zeke Elliott call. I like the Christian McCaffrey call. In fact, there are weeks where you just start your lineup with a player. Last week or a couple weeks ago, that was Tyreek Hill, and I think this week it's Christian McCaffrey against Arizona. I think he's just going to torch them. Yeah.
You can also get Derrick Henry at 6,500 with Houston coming to Tennessee. I mean, he's cheaper than these other guys and is liable to do just as well.
December, the month of Derrick Henry, and if it's a good game script, he's on the field a lot more than Tajay Spears. But wide receivers, Justin.
Wide receiver. I have a lot of cheap options. I'll start with just two of them. I don't want to steal from everybody else, but I'm going to roll the dice on Jalen Reed for the Green Bay Packers, 4,900. Keep an eye, make sure he's healthy and he plays. It doesn't look like Watson's going to play. And again, great matchup with Tampa Bay. I'm stacking him with Jordan Love. And then I don't mind chasing the points on P. Washington. He had a decent week last week for Jacksonville. Say Jones is beat up. They don't have any Christian Kirk. Calvin Ridley's going to get most of the attention. And he's only $3,400. And Jalen Reed was only $4,900. So that's the price of one elite receiver. I can get two of my lineup spots filled with guys that have high upside.
Is this the spot in the show where we remind everybody that Christian Kirk is suffering from testicular torsion? Lyle, wide receivers.
Well, I'm making sure I get CeeDee Lamb in this week. I know the Cheetah is at $9,900 and a little questionable. So I'm going to put Lamb at the top of my lineup. I love the Reed call. He's at the top of my list for mid-range or cheaper options. And I like Wandale Robinson, $3,700. Now that Tommy DeVito's actually given them like some sort of competent quarterback play, I think he's got a chance to keep getting those five or six targets that he has been getting over the last, say, 4 or 5 weeks.
It's kind of what you need out of him. Jack?
Yeah, I think Reed is actually almost like the chalk this week at $4,900. I don't know if there's a lot of lineups without him, but him or Dobbs, just keep an eye on who's healthy. 5,800, I'm going to go back-to-back weeks. Last week, I told you you could start Garrett Wilson because Zach Wilson was back. And if you listen to me, you got 23 points for $5,500 on 9 receptions, 108 yards, on 14 targets, John. So I think he gets 14 targets again. I think he gets triple what you're paying for him at 5,800. And then my big spin this week on wide receivers, actually Debo Samuel. I just feel like he's due for a big game again against Arizona, so.
My cheap play, and you guys have hit a lot of the guys I'm high on this week, too. If Pop Douglas takes the field against Kansas City, he's really their only option, $3,900. I don't mind that play as a cheapo lineup filler. The other one is Michael Wilson from Arizona. If Hollywood Brown doesn't play, Michael Wilson steps right into that role, but he's been banged up. He's got a little neck injury, and he was limited in practice Thursday, but it looks like he's going to be a go. And I think he is a very safe play at $3,300. Could get you 10 points, and that would be phenomenal. How about tight ends, Lyle?
Well, I'm going to go real, real bargainy. I'm going to go like gambler special for just for you, John. I'm going to go Chig Okonkwo.
Yeah.
At $2,900. Now, since Will Levis has taken over, the targets have gone up, the yardage has gone up, the receptions have gone up. He just hasn't found the end zone. So if he could somehow find his way into pay dirt for the first time this week, that would be a big play.
Well, as somebody who has played some Chigaquonko, it isn't just finding the end zone with him. Sometimes it's just catching the ball. but I had him circled as well, Lyle. So I'm in play with that too. Jack.
Well, I think Tucker Kraft for 3K. I just want part of this game going against Tampa Bay. If Desmond Ridder and Drake London had 178 receiving yards against Tampa Bay, I think the Green Bay offense is going to light them up a little bit. Banged up running backs too. So Tucker Kraft for 3K. Get him in your lineup. And if Taysom Hill comes off that questionable tag, John, New Orleans is playing for that number one seed in the NFC South, baby. I mean, I know it's got to be a coaching thing. Why that dude's not in on every down blows me away. He's the Debo Samuel of New Orleans, and they refuse to use him.
Mm-hmm. Justin?
I am going to go with Isaiah Likely. I want part of this Baltimore offense. He's only $3,700, decent target level last week. He's got a couple weeks now into this offense settling in. Jacksonville's 23rd. For that matter, a couple more cheap lineup filler players for you are the Baltimore receivers. OBJ, who's only $4,000, or Zay Flowers, I think it's about $5,700. So those are two more cheap guys you could fill your lineup with.
OBJ has turned this into a season for him and looks pretty darn good. I had a Quanco circled as well. And then the guy who's heading back on the field, yeah, it's San Francisco, but the matchup is better than you think, is Trey McBride at $5,200. This week, it's either Trey McBride or I am just scraping the bottom of the barrel. I mean, I see names on here like Jeremy Ruckert at $2,500. Fine. Whatever it takes to get McCaffrey in my lineup. And so that's why we're going to see some Chigaquonkos and Jeremy Ruckert's out there. Defenses, Jack.
Yeah, one of the cheapest options this week, and you might think I'm crazy, but Jets at Miami. A Jets defense doesn't – I mean, Miami put up 28 points on them last time, and they still had 13 fantasy points on DraftKings based off of sacks, fumble recovery, and they did score a touchdown. They've got three touchdowns on the year. They're fired up right now with Zach Wilson. That usually lasts two or three games. So this is game two. Let's take advantage. Next week, maybe bench them all.
Yep. Justin.
I am going to go with the New York Giants playing against New Orleans Saints, $2,700. Hot team. Old Tommy DeVito's slinging it out there in New York. And New Orleans offense has not been all that scary because they do things like refuse to play Taysom Hill on every down and things like that. So I'll go with the Giants, $2,700, nice and cheap.
Perfect. Lyle.
Go for the Patriots, $2,300. This is the beauty of the Patriots call. They haven't had negative points all year. Their defense is actually giving up like 10 points per game the last month here. And they're getting a Chiefs team that isn't scoring much more than about 20 points a game. So I love the Patriots.
Patrick who? I like the Patriots. I like the Jets. I'm in total agreement with those. I like the Rams if you've got some more money against a putrid Washington Commanders team. They're $3,100. If I have too much money, it's the Dolphins going against Zach Wilson. That's a $4,000 defense. All right, time to talk.
What? I want to back up that Patriots. I was flipping a coin between the two. I like the Patriots defense this week.
Rock solid. All right, we're going to come back. Time for waiver wires. Yeah, we got to talk about it. Yeah, we know it's playoffs. But yeah, people keep going down with injuries. So there is waiver wire to talk about. It is week 15, and we want to thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon. We're back on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Hey, a reminder, if we can help you out through the playoff stretch, remember, there's football today. Hit us up, the Central Tire and Auto text line, 320-235-9094, the same as our studio line. Also the text line, if you want to hit us up here in studio. And it's not too late to pick yourself up some hardware. Go to westcentraltrophies.com, order up your trophy for your fantasy football team. It's a lot of fun to have those around. All right, waiver wire. It's a little thin, but as always, and I think I've said that the last 8 weeks, it's a little thin, but there's some value. But there's less and less value every single week. Quarterbacks, what do you got, Lyle?
Well, I think this. I'll give two. I think the one, if you can really find him, it's Matthew Stafford. He should be available in about 40% of leagues. I think if you're going a little deeper, I'm going to go back to Jake Browning. I know they're playing the Vikings, but it's been two really good weeks in a row. He's available in about two-thirds of leagues, and I just think he's a – I think he's going to find much better luck than Mr. Aiden O'Connell did last week for the Raiders against that Vikings D.
I think the Bengals have a good screen game, and I think that's how you stop the old Flores blitz attack today. So I'm a little worried about the Bengals today. What do you got, Jack, for quarterbacks?
Well, we talked about it a little bit off air, but Joe Flacco is only rostered in 10% of leagues. So unless you're in the league with me, he's probably available, but you know, he's got against the Rams, he put up 254, two touchdowns, 16 points. And Jacksonville coming to Cleveland, he 311 for three touchdowns and 20 points. Dude's throwing it over 40 times a game. He's got Chicago coming to him, then at Houston, and then the Jets to finish it off. So I don't know if I'd play him in week 17, but he's a good play in week 16 and maybe even 15 as well. So I think Joe Flacco, if you're hurting, can get you through.
Justin.
Well, give you a guy like Joe Flacco, you can go pick up right now. He's available in 95% of leagues. It's the other side of Lyle's call. I'm going to go with Nick Mullins against the Bengals. And it's honestly, it's not a homer call. It's based off what he's done in relief duty for the other teams he's played for. And you saw a little bit of it in those two drives or those two opportunities he had. He's a little quicker on the decision-making. He understands the offense well. So I like Nick Mullins, 21st ranked Bengals against quarterback. I think he easily could get you a couple touchdowns and 250 yards.
Josh Dobbs, now the third string quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings as of today. Super flex play only Will Levis, or I don't even mind some Tommy Cutlets, but that's a super flex play only. And if you're being ravaged by injuries, just something of note, Sam Howell, who is owned in only 68% of leagues, having a better season than Patrick Mahomes points-wise. How about running backs, Jack?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think it's pretty thin. I think there's a couple of good options out there for 4 or 5 points, if that's where you're going. But I guess I'll give you the one based on injury, and that would be Gibson in Washington. Now, he's got tough matchups. But I've seen that Brian Robinson may not play. He's a little banged up. So that's the only way Gibson is worth picking up. He's available in over 50% of leagues. But, you know, there's some other names on here that are available. I'll let these guys read off where you can get 5 or 6 points guaranteed. But I don't see any home runs on here, John.
Justin.
I see two guys that have the potential to be a home run. It's a gambler's play, I think. But they're as good as anyone else. So Keaton Mitchell's available in 65% of leagues, going up against Jacksonville. Every time he touches the ball, it could be, you know, a big play, long run touchdown. And Jerick McKinnon, I think, is the obvious one for Kansas City, who is still available in 65% of leagues as well.
Lyle.
Ty Chandler, I think that's a pickup for sure. He's available in about 50% of leagues. It looks like Madison's going to be out. Might be able to get more than 1 week out of Chandler as well. And a little safer play is Dante Foreman. He's actually averaging about, quick math, 14 carries per week since week 6. So of all the Bears running backs, he's been the one they leaned on the most. So if you're looking for 10 fantasy points, I like your chances there.
My guy, and again, this is a home run swing and a desperation play. And if you're in the playoffs, maybe not. If you're fighting for the toilet bowl, hey, let's have some fun. Chase Brown from Cincinnati, again, picking on that game today. And last week, 19.5 points. He's kind of like Keaton Mitchell. He's the catch the ball and explode type of guy. And I'm really, not to say it again, but I think the screen game is going to be a big deal today when the Vikings are blitzing Jake Browning over and over and over and over. And I think the screen game is not Joe Mixon's anymore. I think it's Chase Brown's. How about wide
receiver? He's averaging over 5 yards a carry in his last two games against Jacksonville and Indy. I like him too, but man, he's just from out of nowhere.
Right. Exactly. Wide receivers, Justin.
Well, get yourself a Packer, I guess. Romeo Doubs is available in 60% of leagues. It's a plus matchup against the Tampa Bay Bucks. His targets are there. He's still running the most routes and on the field for the most plays out of all the Green Bay receivers. So you know, he could hit this week. And Curtis Samuel's right there with him, who's available in about 60% of leagues as well, who goes against the Rams. Samuel's probably your safer play. Dubs is maybe lightning in a bottle.
Lyle?
Yeah, I got Samuel on my list. If he's available, you should be picking him up. I like Elijah Moore. It's more the Joe Flacco connection. I know last week it was only 6 targets for 7 points, but before that it was 12, 12, 15, and 5. So I think he's a safe guy to get you that 10 to 12 points if you're looking for a wide receiver 3.
Check.
Well, I agree on the Packer take. I think if Dobbs is available in your league still, I think you almost got to pick. He's almost like a must pick up and start. But again, a person I'm going to tell you, I've been preaching his name. They're running out of options in Houston. They're going to eventually have to throw it to Noah Brown. And the last time they did that, he went off for 153 yards, followed by 172 yards. And he only dropped one of those, one pass in those two games. Now, 7 targets in the last two games and no catches against Denver and the Jets. But now he's got Tennessee, Cleveland, and then Tennessee again. Much easier defenses than the Jets and Denver, who's been on fire.
He also has Davis Mills now, Jack.
Yeah, but they're running out of options, though, John.
I hear you.
Right. I mean, garbage time, who knows?
Guy available in 98% of leagues. His name is Parker Washington. He's with the Jaguars. Christian Kirk is sidelined. I don't need to tell you why again. And he's turning into wide receiver 3 in Jacksonville. His snaps are going up. 2 weeks ago, 18 points. Last week, 8.7. But yeah, it was against Cleveland. Baltimore is vulnerable in the slot, and that's where he seems to be lining up. Again, desperation flex situation like that. How about tight ends?
John?
Yeah.
John, you don't have the testicular fortitude to tell us what's going on with Christian Kirk?
Nor do I have the torsion to do that. No. Okay. No. Tight ends, Lyle.
Just double check that Isaiah Likely's not out of there on the waiver wire. I mean, if he's available, pick him up right away. If you got to do the tight end roulette, I think I'm going to Okonkwo again. Yeah, I know we talked about him in DFS, but he's available in about 2/3 of leagues, and I think he's a good dart throw for a deep tight end league.
Jack.
Tucker Kraft, he's available in 97% of leagues. Of course, not the Loon League, because if we even breathe a guy's name, everyone else goes and picks him up. So you got to do it before we record the show or whatever, right? But Tucker Kraft, you can pick him up. He's available. And long shot, I'll give you 2 more real quick. Hunter Henry, I think, could have a good game. And Logan Thomas, I know the Commanders are garbage, but the Rams are only really susceptible to tight ends. So take a look.
Who was your second one? Higbee?
No, the first one was Kraft. Second one was Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry. I'm sorry. Okay. Justin.
Yeah, those guys are all on the list. I think the last two, Tyler Conklin and Kate Otten, both available in about 75%+ of leagues. And they're both getting a steady number of targets game in and game out. So, you know, there's a floor there with those two guys.
So, king of the dart throws this week for the waiver wire, but that's what it's come to. Davis Allen is his name from the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams tight ends are banged up. And so last week, because of that, Davis Allen runs out on the field and against Baltimore, 4 catches, 50 yards, a touchdown, 15 points. Up next this week, Washington. But this is certainly a situation where you have to know that the first two guys on the Rams are out before you even think about starting this guy. And Davis Allen only a start in tight end mandatory. Don't be flexing him or anything ridiculous like that. But he did show some signs of life with 15 points last week. How about some defenses? Let's kick it off, Jack.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you the Packers. They're available in I think about 50% of leagues right now. But I just want to give you their schedule. Tampa Bay coming to Green Bay. Then they get to travel to Carolina. And then they get at Minnesota. So indoor game there. So you've got home game, warmer game, indoor game, and that's week 17. I'd gladly take the Packers defense against any Vikings team in week 17 because it's going to be a competitive game. So take a look at your schedule 3 weeks out and start picking these up. I'll tell you, John, someone dropped the Bills trying to be cute because they didn't want to play them this week. So I had a roster spot. I picked them up, and I'm going to start them in week 16 after my bye week against the Chargers, and they'll probably be the number one defense next week.
Chargers had a good game Thursday night, though. Be careful with that one. Justin, defenses.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give you the old L.A. Rams, who are still available in 65% of leagues. They play Washington this week. The Rams have been solid, and they're scheduled the rest of the season. They got New Orleans next week and then the Giants through the playoffs. So the Rams could be a nice play, and I don't mind the Bears either, who play Cleveland this week, and they're available in 92% of leagues. But I know Flacco's been throwing the ball all around, but they haven't been lighting up the scoreboard necessarily. And the Bears D's been good lately.
Wow.
I'm in singing the praises of the Jacks, Atlanta Falcon defense, but I'll double down on that Bears. Seven of the last 9 weeks, 9 or more fantasy points on defense for the Bears. And the Bears get Cleveland, Arizona, and Atlanta. So I like that Bears D.
That's exactly who I was going to pick, and I see no reason in trying to find anybody else. Bears available in a lot of leagues.
But not the Loon,
I'm sure. Not the Loon. And they've turned into a top 5 defense over the last 4 weeks, and all it took was getting a pass rusher, Sweat, when he came over. Boy, it's a whole different deal going on in Chicago right now. All right, we're going to come back. Trench'em and Bench'em, Saturday football. Can't say it enough. It's going to kick off about an hour after this show is done, so you're going to want to get your lineups in. So we're going to talk about the remaining games for Week 15 on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for joining us for Week 15 version of the Fantasy Football Foursome again. And I'll probably say it one more time. Of course, you know there's football today if you're a Viking fan, but to get your lineups set. Time for Trench'em and Bench'em. Let's talk about all the remaining games. Noon kickoff today, Jack, Minnesota, Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think honestly, even though this is the home game and stuff, we can keep it kind of simple. Minnesota traveling to Cincy. Justin Jefferson, questionable. If he plays, he's in. There's no question about that. Nick Mullins, he's going on the bench. I can't imagine a scenario where you're in the playoffs and Nick Mullins is your quarterback. This isn't daily play. TJ Hockenson, he's in the trenches. Ty Chandler, very low RB2, maybe sexy flexy, and that Vikings defense for sure. I'm not playing Addison. I'm not playing Osborne or anybody else on the Minnesota side of the ball. Onto the Cincinnati side of the ball. You know, we've been talking quite a bit about Jake Browning. I think you could probably put Jake Browning in your lineup this week if that's who you rode into the playoffs with due to injury. I don't think you have to panic, but know he's going to get your 12, 13, 14 points, and that's kind of it. Mixon, Jameer Chase, these guys are both in the lineups. Regardless of the defense, they got to be in your lineups as RB and WR1s. I'm not playing Higgins or Boyd. The Bengals defense, I would have no problem trenching them if that's how you feel about Nick Mullins this week. I think you could certainly put them in. I mean, the Raiders didn't score any points, but their defense had a good fantasy week last week against the Vikings. So anything is possible, right? And then no tight end for me, but if you had to go with one, I'd go with Hudson with Cincy. But there's better options on the waiver wire with Kraft.
Cincinnati favored by 2.5 points. 3:30 today, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Lyle.
Well, not the most exciting Saturday afternoon matinee matchup, but we'll find a fantasy nugget or two for you here. It's a Mitch Trubisky game, and I know he scored 20 points last week against New England, but I'm putting him either on the waiver wire or my bench. Najee Harris, I think it's the same situation with him and Jaylen Warren. I think you got to play both. I don't know if there's, you know, running back one upside with either one, but I think there's certainly solid RB2s or flex options. I'll stick with Deontay Johnson only because he seems like a Trubisky kind of matchup proof player. Double-digit points the last 2 weeks. I think he's a safe wide receiver 3-year flex. But I think that's as far as I can go with any Pittsburgh Steeler, even Freiermuth, who's cooled off after that 21-point week, I think in week 12. So I'm keeping those guys on the bench. For Indianapolis, real simple. You're playing Zach Moss because he's an RB1 or a real safe RB2. Michael Pittman is a volume machine. He's going to be in the lineup. And I'd probably play that Colts defense over anything else because – unless you're in a quarter or two quarterback league, you're not touching Gardner Minshew, and I can't play Josh Downs anymore because he's had 5 straight games where he's been single digits in fantasy. So probably just the Colts D and Moss and Pittman.
Indianapolis favored by 1.5. Denver Broncos, Detroit Lions, 7:15 tonight. Justin.
Well, let's just run through it. Most of these guys are playable. Russell Wilson, you can throw him in. Half the league's playing a backup quarterback. He's at least the starting quarterback from the beginning of the year. Cortland Sutton has been just reliable. Just put him in the bank for 10 to 20 every week. He's been solid. I'll throw him in the trenches. The matchup is great. Javonta Williams. I've not been excited by this guy at all. You can play him. He is a 10 points. You're hoping to get 10, maybe you get 15 out of him, but you can put him in as a flex RB2. There's running back is thin. That's it. I'm not playing Judy. I'm not playing P. Ryan. I will trench that Denver Broncos defense. Goff will turn the ball over a little bit. That offense is real streaky, but they are at home and they play better at home. But Denver's defense has just been red hot. So I'll trench them as well. Moving on to the Detroit side of the ball. If they're on offense, get them in there. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Sam Laporta are all in your lineups. There shouldn't really be any reason for them not to be in your starting lineup. And that Lions defense should not be in your starting lineup. Not ever, not never this year.
Detroit favored by 4. Let's switch to Sunday noon games, and I will kick it off with Chicago and Cleveland. Chicago, oh man, just everybody is talking right now about what do the Bears do. They're going to get that number one pick thanks to Carolina. Is it time for Caleb Williams, Drake May, or do you keep Justin Fields, who just in the second half of both these last two seasons has just, he looks good. Personal opinion, take Williams or May. Anyway, Justin Fields, you're starting him this week. Deonta Foreman, I'm not expecting too much, but he's a starting running back. You'd have to have a pretty darn good team to not have DJ Moore out there. And I do like the Bears defense this week against Cleveland. And so switching over to Cleveland, no, I'm not starting Joe Flacco in the playoffs. I'm just not. I'm starting him in DFS, but not in the playoffs. But Flacco, getting the ball to Amari Cooper. Jerome Ford, sure, why not? He's a starting running back. Elijah Moore has this little thing with Flacco going back to the Jets, and he's a flex play only. David Njoku had a fantastic week last week, so let's roll him out there in tight end mandatory starts. And you have to start that Browns defense. There is a 34% chance of rain, and Cleveland is favored by 3 points. Jack, your Falcons taking on the Carolina Panthers.
All right, well, this one's pretty simple. This is a matchup of the who cares, and I do care, and I don't care. So on the Atlanta side of the ball, it's going to keep this real simple. Bijan Robinson, your only must start. Everybody else can be on the bench. Drake London's only had 1 0-point game, and it was against Carolina in week one. They only give up 170-some-odd yards per game passing, maybe because they don't have to, but you don't need to play anybody other than Bijan Robinson. On the Carolina side of the ball, and that's it, John.
Yeah.
There's literally nobody in Carolina that if you're in the playoffs, you're relying on. Now, if you've got, and the problem too, the timing of the game, right? But if you've got another Sunday game matchup where there's a wide receiver that's out and you can throw in Adam Thielen maybe to hope to get some PPR points, maybe. But there's no reason to start any of these guys. Bijan's the only player.
Yeah. Bryce Young. Rain in the forecast to make this game better. And Atlanta favored by 3. Lyle, Tampa Bay, Green Bay.
Yeah, battle of the Bays. And I think for the Tampa Bay side of things, it's a lot simpler to forecast what's going to happen here. You're playing Rashad White, who's been – is there anybody been more sneaky as a number 4 overall running back? I can't believe he's been this consistent. I don't have any shares of him, but to be this solid week after week is a testament to, I guess, Rashad White. He's going to be a top 24 pick probably next year's draft. And Mike Evans, who's number 8 overall at the wide receiver position. Those are the guys you're playing. Maybe in a super deep league or, a two-quarterback league, you're playing Baker, but I think I got better options this week in a playoff situation. And I'm not playing Chris Godwin or Cade Otton. I think you can find better dart throws this week. As for Green Bay, you're probably playing Jordan Love. I think he's a top 12 guy. And you're definitely putting, I think, Jaden Reed in the trenches this week. He is questionable, but if he suits up, I think you have to play him. He's at least a wide receiver 3 or a flex. And then if it's a playoff situation, I'm really having a hard time deciding whether I want to play Aaron Jones this week. He's questionable, but with Dylan with that banged up thumb, I'd probably lean on having him in as a wide receiver or a running back 2 or a flex option. And I know you guys like Dobbs more than I do, but I think Romeo Dobbs is going to be on the bench for me. He's kind of just fizzled out here, and he's more of a touchdown guy than a PPR guy. I think I'm going to keep him on the benches this week.
Green Bay favored by 3.5 points. Justin, New York Jets, Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I agree. Keep him on your bench. Romeo Doubs was, for me, just a daily play. All right, New York Jets. Oh, man. All right. Breece Hall is in your trenches because he's a starting running back, and any week can put up 20, and against Miami, that's definite possibility as a running back. Tyler Conklin, not a terrible play at tight end if you're desperate or you got injuries. Put Garrett Wilson in the trenches, and that's it. If for some reason Tyreek Hill doesn't play, go ahead and play that Jets defense. But I am pretty sure he's going to. So let's move on to the Miami Dolphins. Tyreek Hill, if he plays, he's in the trenches. Listen, Tyreek's going to play. He's going to find a way. Sauce Gardner is considered one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. Tyreek wants this matchup, and he wants to go out there and show that he is better. Devon Achane is in the trenches. Tua's in the trenches if Tyreek plays. Again, if he doesn't, I'm keeping Tua on the bench if I have a better option. Jaylen Waddle, you know, throw him in there as a flex. He's actually been pretty solid, you know, 10 points. You can almost put him in the bank for double digits. It's always 10-ish. If you're lucky, you might get 20. But he has scored at least 10 points in almost every game this season. So he's quietly been reliable. Not worth his draft position, though. Raheem Mostert, put him in the trenches as well, and I'm playing that Miami Dolphins defense as well. I picked them up a few weeks ago, hoping to use them in a playoff round, which I am doing this week against Old John.
Appreciate that. 36% chance of rain. Miami favored by 8.5 points. I get the New York Giants taking on the New Orleans Saints. Well, when it comes to the Giants, we're talking about our guy, Tommy DeVito. And I do like the matchup, but boy, this is no. We're talking to people who are, most of you are in the playoffs right now, and I'm not throwing him out there. I am throwing out Saquon Barkley, and I was looking through the Giants receiving core, and I see Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson, and Jalen Hyatt. Hyatt had a pretty good game a couple weeks ago, and then went right back to like three targets. Wandale Robinson, though, is the guy consistently getting the targets from DeVito. I don't know why. I got to be honest with you. I don't really follow New York Giant football. Maybe Wandale in a flex, and good luck. The Saints. Well, you've got Alvin Kamara. Derek Carr walking off the field getting screamed at by his center. Sounds like the team can't stand the guy. It sounds like the Raiders couldn't stand the guy either at the end. I have no idea what's going on with Derek Carr, but you're not starting him. You're starting Kamara. Olave, if he plays, sure. The rest of them, nothing. This is a game I just will not be have any interest in watching. New Orleans favored by 6 points. All right, Jack, Houston, Tennessee.
All right, well, this is the game of what-ifs, right? So I like the Tennessee side of the ball better, but let's kick it off with Houston. If C.J. Stroud plays, I don't think you have an option other than to put him in the trenches. He's been on fire. As of the time that I did my research, he's still in concussion protocol, hasn't really cleared, so you're going to have to watch that closely. Okay, it looks also like Nico Collins is out. So, as I said during waiver wire, Noah Brown is one of your only options. Now, he's only projected at 11 points, but between him and Dalton Schultz, I don't know who else gets the ball. You got Singletary coming in. I believe, was it Singletary or Pearson? I'm got an end zone look last week. So they're starting to actually run the ball in the end zone. But if CJ Stroud plays, I think you can go Noah Brown, Dalton Schultz as, you know, WR3 and maybe a tight end one. If CJ Stroud doesn't play, I'm okay with not really playing any member of the Houston offense. With Tank Dell and Nico Collins both being out, that's kind of where all their power is. I'm not big on these running backs. Let's go to the Tennessee side of the ball. On the Tennessee side of the ball, I think you could actually put the majority of these guys in the trenches, which is weird because Tennessee is such an up-and-down team. But D-Hop on the revenge game, Will Levis, Derrick Henry, all starts. I think WR1 or WR2, maybe high-end WR2. Will Levis is a fine start this week. Derrick Henry, RB1, no doubt. Taji Spears, sexy flexy. Onconquo, John, we kind of picked on you about him a little bit because you did play him. But, you know, he does get a few receptions. If you need to get 5, 6, 7 points out of your tight end, go for it. If he finds the end zone, he's double digits all day because he is getting 5, 6, 7 points a game. Just hasn't really found that end zone. I'm not starting anyone further down the list on the Tennessee side of the ball. So total maybe 5, 6 starts in this game. I like Tennessee to win. I like Tennessee to cover. And I like Tennessee to move a little closer towards being better in the division.
44% chance of rain. Tennessee favored by 2.5 points. This game was flexed from Monday night to Sunday noon. It's yours, Lyle. Kansas City and taking on New England. And what were they calling? They weren't calling him Karen Mahomes after his meltdown last. Anyway, Kansas City, New England.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Karen Mahomes is so good.
Yeah, that was quite a meltdown. He should have been melting down more after that Packers game. I'll tell you that. There was much worse officiating in that Packer game than there was in that last play or last couple of plays last week. Anyway, you're still playing the whiner, Patrick Mahomes. You're playing him. He's not a top five option like he's been for his entire career. But you in the playoffs, you're not benching Patrick Mahomes. You're also putting Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice in the trenches. Rice is quietly, I think, emerged as a wide receiver too. So you got to play him. Looks like Isaiah Pacheco is going to be out again. So that means you got to decide between Jerick McKinnon and or Clyde Edwards-Helaire if you were able to pick up either one. Last week, they split up 20 touches. Helaire got 13 but didn't really do much with them. McKinnon got 7 and found the end zone. So I think in PPR, if you have McKinnon, you got to play him as a flex. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is probably a better bet in standard, but I think they're both flex options this week. Let's just put it that way. I still do like the Chiefs D, even though they have cooled off fantasy-wise the last 3 weeks. But that's just because New England's terrible. They're playing Bailey Zappe, and you're not going to be playing him in your fantasy playoffs. I think the only guy you're going to have in the trenches for New England for sure is Zeke. Ezekiel Elliott is an RB2 for sure this week. And I think I'd probably put DeMario Douglas in the trenches if he for sure clears concussion protocol. I think he's a wide receiver 3 or a sexy flexy. And then we talked about that New England D. I think they're more of a DFS option for you. But I think that's all I can bear to trench for the New England Patriots this week.
Kansas City favored by 8.5 points. Justin, San Francisco, Arizona.
Well, this is pretty simple. San Francisco, get him in there. Christian McCaffrey, best matchup he's going to have all year. Arizona's 31st against the run. The only negative is it's a division game, right? And these teams do tend to play each other a little tougher than you'd expect. But McCaffrey's in there. George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. These are all number one, no doubt about it, starts, along with that San Francisco 49ers defense and Brock Purdy as well. Moving on to the Arizona side of the ball. Listen, I wouldn't feel good about starting anybody on Arizona other than Trey McBride. And even him, my expectations are a little tempered. That San Francisco defense is nasty at all three levels. James Conner, you got to play him. He's a starting running back. Hopefully he's a flex for you. You didn't have him most of the year. I hope you had better options, but get him in there as a flex. Hollywood Brown is pretty much the same possible flex. Kyler Murray, I would bench him. I think you have somebody else. You went most of the year without Kyler, so odds are you got a better option. I'm leaving Kyler on the bench this week.
San Francisco favored by 12.5 points. I get Washington versus the Rams. Sam Howell has been good this year, and you got to throw him out there for sure. Brian Robinson, if he plays, I'm happy to start him as well. Running back 2, Antonio Gibson might play if Antonio Gibson plays if Brian Robinson doesn't. Gibson, I think I would flex. Terry McLaurin had 0 targets last game. 0. Yuck. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe a flex play there. I don't know if this is going to be a shootout or not. Well, actually, Vegas says it is. It's got an over-under 50.5. So you might have to trot McLaurin out there. Curtis Samuel's the guy who's getting the looks from Sam Howell. He's a flex play this week, too. I don't like Logan Thomas this week. The Rams, one of those deals where if you got him, start him. I like Stafford this week. I think Kyren Williams may be the play of the week. Him and McCaffrey, 1-2, one way or another. You're playing Cup. You're playing Nacua. Keep an eye on the don't keep an eye on the Tyler Higbee situation. That's daily play only. Quick shout out though to the Rams defense, who features Ernest Brown the 4th, Jason Taylor the 2nd, John Johnson the 3rd, and Bobby Brown the 3rd. How about that? Rams favored by 6.5, again over under 50.5. Dallas, Buffalo, Jack.
Yeah, okay, now we get to a game that's gonna be fun. I'm gonna make some bold predictions here, John. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, in Dallas, these aren't bold, but there is a bold one in Dallas I'll get to. We got Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Tony Pollard, Ferguson. They're all in the lineups as number ones or twos in their position. Pollard, I put it 2 as running back. But Prescott, Lamb, and Ferguson are all number ones in their position. You probably don't have better options. Cooks is questionable, and against the Bills defense at Buffalo, I don't know how much I like him to get some of that garbage time play that he normally gets. So I think Cooks and Gallup can be on your bench. Now, here's my bold call or whatever. The Cowboys defense, number one fantasy football ranked defense. John, the storyline on the Cowboys, they haven't played anybody, right? That's what everybody keeps saying. They haven't played anybody. Well, when they played Seattle, San Fran, and Arizona, they had negative fantasy points against, you know, San Fran, great defense. Seattle, right there in the top of the middle, and Arizona, kind of, to me, at the bottom. But when they faced some of these quarterbacks that could do some stuff, they went negative. They could have a negative game script here, but because of my bold prediction on the Buffalo side, I'm going to tell you to trench them. All right, so just know that they could have a negative game script, but Buffalo side, I think Josh Allen is going to have one of the worst games of the year against Dallas. You can't bench the guy for sure, but he's going to throw enough interceptions and have enough turnovers that the Dallas defense is going to be able to be, you know, in the double-digit fantasy point space. That said, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Cook had a good game last week, put him in the lineup this week. As an RB2, maybe a sexy flexy, and then Kincaid at tight end. I've dropped Dawson Knox in all my leagues, and Gabe Davis is on the bench simply because I don't know if I'm going to need him in an emergency space, but I'm not starting a guy that gets zero looks in the playoffs. I'm just not going to do it. So he's on the bench, you drop him. So did you hear that, John? Cowboys defense could go negative, but I think Josh Allen's going to play so poorly it won't matter. Got to trench him, but I think Josh Allen has a 4-turnover game.
36% chance of rain. Buffalo favored by 1.5. The other highest over under on the slate at 50.5. Now, we got two games to go, but we got to wrap it up on here because we got to get going to the next part on the Loon. So we want to invite you to go to that free 94.1 The Loon app where you get to hear the fantasy football for some extra long version. We want to thank our sponsors, West Central Trophies, ACC Midwest Transportation, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, the United States Marine Corps. Remind you, too, if you missed any part of today's show, go to 941theloon.com. We want to thank Nate Thomas, our producer, and remind you, if we can help you in any way, get that Central Tire and Auto text line fired up, 320-235-9094. For Lyle Dickman, Jack Culbertson, and Justin Havemeyer, I'm John Jennings. We will see you on the 94.1 The Loon app for Fantasy Football Foursome XL.